AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. 15 people were killed Sunday night by two gunmen during a Hanukkah celebration at Sydney's famous Bondi Beach. Officials have referred to the attack as anti-Semitic terrorism. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett spoke at a news briefing.
Early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, allegedly committed by a father and son. There is no evidence to suggest other individuals were involved in this attack. However, we caution that this could change given it is early in our investigation.
The father was killed and the second suspect, his son, remains hospitalized. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the U.S. military has carried out another series of strikes on alleged drug boats.
U.S. forces have attacked three boats in the Eastern Pacific Ocean that the U.S. military claims were smuggling drugs. In a statement on social media, the military says the strikes targeted designated terrorist organizations and killed a total of eight people. It did not provide evidence of the alleged drug trafficking, but posted a video of a boat moving through water before exploding. The Trump administration's campaign has killed at least 95 people in 25 known strikes since early September. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are expected to provide closed-door briefings on the campaign today for all members of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The son of actor-director Rob Reiner was arrested in Los Angeles on suspicion of murder. Reiner and his wife were found dead on Sunday. Prosecutors will determine formal charges against 32-year-old Nick Reiner. In the state of Washington, part of a levee south of Seattle failed following a week of heavy rains. Crews are shoring it up with sandbags. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on casinos coming to the Big Apple.
New York City is getting its first three Las Vegas-style casinos. The New York Mets' ballpark, a Bronx golf course once operated by President Donald Trump's company, and a slot parlor near John F. Kennedy International Airport will be the sites of New York City's first Las Vegas-style resort casinos. The state's gaming commission awarded the three projects licenses to operate in the lucrative metropolitan area market. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul has praised the projects, saying they could unlock billions for the state's transit system and create jobs. Opponents complain that easy access to casinos will only increase gambling addiction. The projects bested several other proposals that fell by the wayside during the high-stakes competition. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.